All right, good morning. So let's take a look to see what's happening in the markets today. And today is Thursday, May 20th. And with me in the studio is my head coach, Mark Hodge. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Marcus.
So what do you think? Another day of losses because the NASDAQ is on pace for its worst monthly performance since last year, September 2020. What's happening here?
Yeah, and early on, it looked like futures were pointing to another lower start, which would be the fourth day in a row. You know, three down days looked like that was continuing, at least early on with futures. But it looks like things have turned a little bit. Now we're flat. I see that the NASDAQ futures have actually turned positive and they're up 0.3%. So a little movement, positive movement, that is, heading into the open. I think that came after the unemployment claims that were released.
Yeah, let's just take a look at a 15-minute chart here so that we see what's happening. It pretty much looks like it. So right now we have this this turnaround on a 15-minute chart pointing to a slightly higher opening. I mean, but looking at the overnight markets here, Dow and ES pretty much flat. I mean, Dow is still down 0.1%. ES is up 0.04%, something like this, right? But the NASDAQ is turning around. Well, the NASDAQ really got beaten hard yesterday with all the cryptocurrencies selling off like crazy. Let's take a look at this. So Bitcoin yesterday, am I on a daily chart? Yes, I am. Okay, so Bitcoin dipped below 30,000 yesterday for the first time in forever, it seems. Right now, bouncing back here. Up 14% right now. Also, Dogecoin, we'll talk about Dogecoin in just a moment, but Ethereum also seems to be bouncing back. But yesterday with the sell-off, I mean, companies that are tied to cryptocurrencies like Tesla, they had a rough day yesterday, looking much better this morning. But yesterday, Tesla was down 2.5%, right?
Yeah, and there was a real big drop at the open. Things were looking pretty ugly. But we saw there was some buying going on during the day, a little boost during lunch. And then we did finish near session highs, even though it was a down day for U.S. markets. But to your point, a lot of that was tied to tech and crypto exposure. I know that Bitcoin actually was down 30%, close to 30,000 before turning around during the day. And being down just 15%. So real big down day for the crypto space, but coming off of session lows and now today getting a little bit of a bounce.
Yeah, looking at Coinbase here. So Coinbase yesterday down almost 6%, right now bouncing back pre-market up a little bit over 3%. And then we also have MSTR, MicroStrategy, that had a really bad day yesterday, down 6%, but bouncing back right now, I mean, up 6%. So Tesla a bit all over the place. Hey, talking about Tesla, Elon Musk and his tweets, he is moving the markets, right? I mean, did you see his latest tweet this morning?
Yeah, and you know, they're getting a little more cryptic, but I guess that saying how much is the Doge in the window can move the markets.
Yeah, and it took me a while to decipher this, but it says Cyber Viking, right?
Yeah.
So people think that, hey, this means that he is bullish on Dogecoin. And so Dogecoin this morning out of the cryptocurrencies up the most, 29% trading above 42 after yesterday we were trading at 22 cents. So pretty much since yesterday's low, doubling. I mean, this is just crazy. I mean, if you own this, you're definitely on an emotional roller coaster ride here. So I don't own any cryptocurrencies, but I was very tempted yesterday when they're dipping to buy the dip here.
Full disclosure, I bought a little.
You bought a little? What did you buy?
Cardano and Ethereum. But okay. I mean, that's just pure speculation, no technical analysis, just on such a big down day. Sometimes you got to put a little money into things when there's fear.
All right. Good for you. Good for you. Let's go back to the market. So yesterday was the big day because yesterday the Fed meeting minutes were released. And this is where traders were looking at if the Fed is hinting at possibly tapering with the quantitative easing in upcoming meetings. And they did. According to the meeting minutes, I actually wrote it down because it's a mouthful. But here is what the meeting minutes say. They said a number of participants suggested that if the economy continued to make rapid progress towards the committee's goals, and now here it comes, it might be appropriate at some point in upcoming meetings to begin discussing a plan for adjusting the pace of asset purchases. So, long story short, it means that we're thinking about possibly changing something and maybe putting a plan in place. So, this is what we heard yesterday, right, Mark?
Yeah, and through all of that, hidden mixed messaging, they're just saying that yes, at some point things need to change. And they don't want anybody to be fooled.
Right. And so this is where today, if you're looking at the economic reports today, you mentioned it earlier, unemployment claims were released today. These are the weekly unemployment claims, coming in better than expected. So last week we came out of 478,000, then expected was 453,000, and this morning reported 444,000. So it's getting better and better. And this might mean that we are moving closer to the committee's goals, right? We shall see, because one of their goals is definitely employment. So for them, employment is a higher goal than inflation. And this is why they said, you know what, we let this inflation slide and focus on employment. And unemployment is getting better and better.
Yeah, that's a post-pandemic low for weekly jobless claims.
Yeah. Hey, well, so we're still winding down earnings season. So the last few companies are reporting earnings, and one of them was Kohl's, because this week was the big week for retailers. So Kohl's, interestingly enough, reported better than expected earnings, and they even raised the outlook for the remainder of the year, but they are still trading lower. I mean, yesterday they were down 2.5%. This morning, they are trading lower in pre-market trading, 6.5%. Crazy.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I didn't see anything to explain why that would be the case, or maybe there was something that traders were really looking for. But it was a big earnings beat. They reported $1.05 per share versus a 4 cent estimate. So you'd think that that'd be good news.
Yeah, you would think. Who else reported earnings this morning?
Cisco.
Cisco. Okay, let's bring this.
Cisco reported better than expected earnings, beat earnings per share by a penny, but they issued weaker guidance for the quarter. A lot of this because profits are under pressure because of supply chain issues. So Cisco's down pre-market. I think last I
Yeah.
saw it was about 5%.
Yeah, it's 4.4% right now, but definitely down pre-market. Petco reported earnings as well. Woof! I love their symbol. So, I mean, earlier they were up a little bit because they also reported quarterly earnings that were double as much as expected. And they also raised their full year outlook and say, you know what, we will do really, really well this year. But again, down 3.4%. Crazy.
Yeah, not an earnings mover, but I saw that Virgin Galactic SPCE is up pre-market, and this looks to be because of they announced their next test flight on May 22nd. So I
Which is
guess,
Saturday.
which is Saturday.
Saturday. Yep, it is. Because today is Thursday, May 20th. Yeah, so they are up 22% almost pre-market. Yeah, they said that all of their commercial flights will start in 2022. So that's right around the corner. That's crazy. I also saw Shoe Carnival talking about retailers. What is it? SCVL, Shoe Carnival. Reported earnings, but they're down 7% here. So they actually predicted a drop in the current quarter sales compared to a year ago. So this is where they said, yeah, you know what, we did pretty good last quarter, but this quarter might not be as good. I wonder why. I mean, as people going out more, you would think that they buy more shoes. Apparently, they're buying other stuff than shoes.
You would think.
Okay.
You would think.
Anyhow, so yeah, also on Doc today, Ralph Lauren and Ross. So they are reporting earnings after the bell today. What else did you see this morning popping up?
Have you heard of this IPO Oatly?
I heard about this. Yeah, what's happening there?
So they're gonna start trading today. I don't know what the ticker symbol is, but the company is called Oatly, and it's expected that they're gonna IPO at 17 per share. Kind of interesting, just because with private funding, it was funded by Blackstone, but there were a bunch of celebrities in the mix. So Oprah Winfrey put some money into the company, Natalie Portman, Jay-Z, Howard Schultz of Starbucks. So seems like there's some star power behind this one. We'll see what it does.
We'll see what it does. And we got to talk about Ford. Ford last night has it had it big had its big event, showing off the new F-150 all electric. And well, it seems that investors liked what they see because this morning Ford is trading 3.2% higher. So I heard that the vehicle will be anywhere between $40,000 to $52,000. The $40,000 is just a basic work model, and the $52,000 is more the consumer version, but it even goes as high as 90K for the fully loaded version. $90,000 for a truck. Holy cannoli. And I mean, it looks okay. What do you think? Did you see it? So this is what Ford announced. What do you think about the look?
It's okay. When I saw it with the Biden visit, and it was just put there with some other vehicles, and you just saw the front, I wasn't too impressed, but it looks decent. It looks
Yeah.
decent.
It looks okay. So the specs are it's supposed to be able to go 300 miles per battery charge and 0 to 60 in what 4.5 seconds, which I don't know how important that is for a truck. I think it's more important how much can this truck haul, right?
Sure. Yeah. I think that the key here is their price point, right? Because to really get some traction, they need to be able to offer it at an attractive price. I think that that's decent. Interesting to see what the 90,000 version includes. How double the price what you get for that. But that electric vehicles, the issue is the price up front, but long term they save a lot of money.
Hey,
So
I love my Tesla. I love it. Hey, last thing that I have here is chicken wars. So Burger King is now storming into the market with a new what is it? CH King, because Popeye last year started the rage back in August. No, it was in 2019, right? With the blockbuster chicken sandwich. Let me just show it here. This is what it looks like that sold out in 2 weeks. And this is where others try to replicate this. McDonald's, KFC, Wendy's, and now Burger King says, let's try this as well and let's see, because chicken sandwiches surprisingly seem to be super popular. I must say it does look yummy though.
yeah, I give you
Anyhow.
that.
So this is the stock market update for today so that you know what is going on in the markets. If you enjoyed this video, click on like on your way out. And if you this was the first time watching it and you would like to see more of these, click on subscribe, hit the little bell, because this way you get notified whenever we go live. And we'll live back here tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock Central Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, to tell you what is happening in the market so that you know what's going on. All right, have a great rest of your day.
Happy trading, everyone.